Well, the crowning of the king and queen was performed on Wednesday evening, the first evening of the best 5 days of summer, the Plymouth County Fair. And I'm joined by both the queen and the king. Congratulations. Go ahead and first of all, say your name and spell it for me, Mackenzie.
Hello, everyone. My name is McKenna Henrich. I'm from the Akron Westfield FFA chapter.
And the king?
My name is Caden Schramm. I'm from the Johnson Juniors 4-H Club.
All right. Thanks very much. Well, let's start with Caden because you were selected first as king. Your first thoughts about being awarded the title of king?
I was really honored. There's a lot of great candidates this year that I ran with, so just getting the title, I was really honored by that. I know it means a lot.
Okay. Was this something that you had wanted to do since you were a young 4-H member?
It's something that I've wanted to do for a while. I've seen the effects that the king and queen have on fairgoers, and I think I really wanted to make that positive impact.
And if you would, share with us your responsibilities and duties now for this fair as now being the king.
I think my responsibilities and duties are, I think I need to be just someone that everyone can reach out to when looking for information, and I think we're kind of the spirit of the fair, so we kind of carry that title now.
All right, McKenna, let's get you in on this. You were awarded not only a queen, but you were also a Miss Congeniality as well. So you've been having some struggles of trying to hang on to all the hardware and the flowers and the crowns, but tell us your thoughts about being named queen.
I'm very thankful for this opportunity. I know I moved to Akron 5 years ago, and FFA wasn't even on my radar. And here I am today. You know, the fair, you make an impact on a lot of people, and I think that this is what's important to me, getting to, you know, talk to the youth, be there, be that person that they can talk to, be the advocate for FFA. And I'm just really honored to be in this position and super honest, really grateful for this opportunity and being voted Congeniality by my peers. It really means a lot to me.
Now, as the queen for the Plymouth County Fair, you also will now have the opportunity to go to the Iowa State Fair representing Plymouth County. Are you excited about that opportunity?
Yeah, I guess it's a little bit bigger, but always good things to try and step out of my comfort zone.
And I was going to say, it's been a few years back, but there was a representative from Plymouth County that actually was chosen as the state fair queen. So hopefully you'll have that opportunity then.
Yes, thank you. I really appreciate that.
Okay. Now, tell us about some of your activities involved in FFA, and are you also involved in 4-H as well, not just FFA? So tell us about some of your projects you have here in the fair.
Right, so I've been able to be a chapter president, a chapter reporter for 2 years, and this last year I had the honor to serve the Northwest District as a reporter. So from about January to the end of school, I went to schools about 2 to 3 times a week, and, you know, I was talking to them about FFA, and I was able to get people from different schools to join. And it was nice because some of the girls that I've taught for FFA and things like that, I got to compete against here today. So it was nice to, you know, get to see them again and be a part of their atmosphere and just really get to be a part of this. It's an amazing journey, and I'm really grateful to be a part of this and the FFA because it makes me who I am.
Now, you're a recent graduate of Akron. What's your future plans?
So I'm heading over to Brookings SDSU, and I'm going to be majoring in nursing, so I'm very excited for that. I'm a year ahead in college, so I'll maybe graduate in about 3 years or so.
Okay, well, congratulations. And Caden, again, let's get you on. What are some of your projects you have here at the fair, and what are your future plans?
So some of the projects I have at the fair this year is I'll be presenting an educational presentation along with an extemporaneous presentation later this week on Thursday. And then I brought a personal development project with my cousin, who is one of the princes, and my sister. And then I also have a STEM project, and both of those projects will be moving on to state as well.
Well, congratulations. And did you recently graduate as well?
Yes, sir. I graduated from Akron Westfield as well. I'll be heading to Iowa State this August, actually. And I'll be in the mechanical engineering program.
Again, congratulations to both
of you.
Thank you, sir. Thank you. We appreciate it.